Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody thinks I'm stupid. Everybody's picking on me. I'm the daddy in my house. Middle daughter's visiting. Wife still thinks I'm stupid. I'm the dummy in my house.
Anyway, hi everybody.
Quite a tune.
Love that. I believe an Oscar-nominated tune.
Thursday's
tune.
Thank you
very much. Welcome. How did the music sound? Did it sound okay?
Sounded fantabulous.
Good stuff.
That was great.
Isn't that a wonderful song, though?
Harry Nilsson.
Nilsson. From the movie Midnight Cowboy, to sing for you, Bob White.
Everybody's talking.
All right, anyway. Hi.
Is that your favorite Nilsson record?
Yeah, well, what are the other ones?
Doctor! Put the Live in the Coconut. Live in the Coconut. That's Nilsson? Yeah.
Won't you? Can you produce that?
I can produce
is
that.
Is it Nielsen, like the Nielsen ratings?
No, I think it's Nilsson, isn't it?
It's Leslie, I think.
Leslie Nielsen?
Let's go around the room with our young interns. Oh. We have Adrian and Emmy on deck. Adrian, do you know Lime and the Coconut?
Only from the Coke commercial.
Okay, Emmy, do you know Lime and the Coconut?
No, I do not.
Oh, Rob, you've got to find Lime and the Coconut.
I shall have it for you momentarily.
Do you like lime or coconut?
Yes.
It's all tropical, right?
Yeah.
Let me just say, this Nilsson song is very fun. Oh, Nilsson. Boy, is it fun. You're going to hear this song. I predict this for listeners of Mike O'Mara's show. You're going to hear this song and have earworm all day long.
Yeah, it does tend to stick around, doesn't it?
How do you organize your music, just out of curiosity? Can you just go up to search and put lime and coconut?
I'm searching the word lime.
Lime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it?
I should have it in a second, yeah. I don't believe I have it. How do I not have it? Oh, this staggers.
No waiting. No waiting. No waiting. No waiting. You know, just...
YouTube.
Yeah.
He's greater than Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Not by weight.
You know what I love is waiting if Mike can find it before
it's
Rob
a good race,
can find
isn't it.
It? Just two men on their computers trying to figure out how technology works.
You like that, do you?
Yes. Oh, Rob wins.
Hold it. Are you playing it too? They're pretty close, though.
I thought we were going to play it at the same time.
Oh, we can. Let me start again. Hold on. Can you go back to the beginning?
Do you know the only time you got motivated to find that fast is when Oscar started doing the fact that it was a competition? He went bat. Did you
no, that's
see that?
Not true.
Did you see that?
That's not
otherwise,
true.
Otherwise, I would have gotten, Mike's trying to pad. La, la, la. And you, as soon as he put it, Rob, I know
it must
this
be marvelous
as,
to live oh, in no, your no, own no, reality.
No, my reality is, as soon as you faced competition, your speed quadrupled.
Well, according to your estimation, what is 4 times 0? So, I mean, how does that change?
Where did you find it?
I had to go to YouTube.
I didn't find it.
No.
When he brought it up and I started looking for it, I found it immediately.
I found it on YouTube, and I'm disappointed
like
because...
I'm playing that right now, by the way. Thank you.
Mike is playing that.
The last word is
Mike wins.
Did you find it in your music or did you?
I did not find it in my music, which I find surprising because I know I've played it before.
So you go to YouTube as soon as he said YouTube?
No, I went to YouTube before he said that.
Yes.
No, you were looking in YouTube.
It's very easy to see. If I put lime into my music search and it doesn't come up, I know it's not there.
What about coconut?
I also checked coconut.
Oh.
But you see, there's two spellings of coconut.
There anyway, is? We could go on and on about our psychological dynamics. Ladies and gentlemen, Nielsen, WABA. Emmy, this is a song
called Put the Lime in the Coconut.
She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl
of it. I'll play a little of it for you, Emmy, since you haven't heard it.
Thank you.
And then I'll ask for your impression of it.
You know what's great is the way the song builds, Mike. It's got a wonderful build.
The doctor woke him up and said, doctor.
By the way, there are songs that Rob Spiewak could find in his own computer. That one he had to go outside because it's not there. And then you get songs that Rob has handy on his.
My shoulder. It's actual.
Another Oscar-winning song, Mike. James Baskett with the lead vocal on this.
Then there's songs Rob has very handy. I'm sorry. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I am,
do you have any Weird Al on there?
I do.
Oh.
Nice. Would you like some Weird Al?
No, just deep cut. Yeah. I was wondering.
Like this doesn't sound like everybody's talking at me like Midnight Cowboy.
Do you think this would have worked as well in Midnight Cowboy instead of everybody's talking at me?
Yeah.
When did they
my
go?
Favorite part of this when he said, I said, doctor.
Doctor.
I said, doctor.
Like if this was playing in the background when John MacGyver was telling John Voight to get undressed.
You have a very strong back.
Put the lime in the coconut and make it all better. Put the lime in the coconut and make it all right. Put the lime in the coconut.
Hi, Pony.
Hey, Mike.
Morning. How are you? How you doing?
Great.
I'm really weirded out with the thought of a lime in a coconut.
Why?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Would I put lime in coconut water? I don't know if I would.
I think it's probably like a sort of almost like a tiki drink. Because coconut is a base ingredient in tiki drink.
Yeah.
Rum.
Like a spring break situation.
Right on. Spring break.
Emmy, what do you think? You've heard enough of it.
Yeah, it's very consistent.
That is so great because you know she's music director at her radio station, so this is her working with like a really bad record duck. Well, we found very it to be consistent.
Very consistent works for me. That's a great review. That's our interns once again taking it and making us laugh. That's funny. Yeah. It was a weird record, wasn't it, back in the day?
I think it was maybe there was a certain strain of our population that enjoyed it more than us. I bet Adrian likes it better than she does.
Heard a lot about young Adrian, about the new look. Does he have a new look now?
We gave him a little grief about his bad facial hair?
It wasn't that bad.
Let me have a look at you.
Let's have the big reveal. Turn and face the camera.
Wait. Before you do this, I need a few sound effects from Mike. And I don't even have to tell you which ones they are, Mike.
I probably can.
Yeah, I think you know. Right. I think you know which way this could go.
Yes.
And just for a quick recap, Diego, we had a really come to Jesus with his appearance and the way he handles himself in society. He dressed and wore, and I guess his overall disposition was that of a drug lord. And we said, you're a Latino in the States.
We were trying to figure out why he got profiled.
How about assimilate a little bit and maybe people will treat you a little better.
Right.
How about I just have a look at him? Let's do it right now. All right. Come on, let's see what he looks like. Okay,
turn
just
and face the camera. Stand up.
Don't
Let
be lazy.
Me see you right now. Let's take a look.
You love it, Mike.
Now, I should say I first became aware of it when he went on a date with intern Matt Dotson yesterday to Jimmy's.
Can I have another look at him? Let's look at the camera.
Get close to the camera. And also, give him that big toothy grin.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God.
I can't win.
You got to grow it back fast. I don't know if you put Miracle-Gro on your face, but you got to grow it back.
Really?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to get used to it, but here's the deal.
It's too weird.
With the fuzz around his mouth, I never realized he had such a winning smile.
Let's have
one more. Can I have one more look? Oscar asked for some sound effect reactions. Can I have one more look at you, Adrian, right here? Okay, here we go.
Smile.
Let's take a look.
Turn around.
All right, here we go.
I think I see where this is going.
I think you are taking a right step towards being a better person, but you do need a haircut still.
I know.
You know, it's not just me with those silly sound effects. Let's get a crowd reaction. Let's get one more step into the camera, please, so we can see.
Yes, just one more. Just one, please.
Let's take a look. Everybody take a look.
Unbiased.
Don't be silly.
Audience, tell me what you think of him.
Wow. I'm not smiling anymore when I stand up.
The hissing seems strong. You know what might be a good compromise?
Can we bring the focus group in, please?
Yeah, and please.
Oh, God.
One more time. Please,
stand up, please. Turn toward the camera.
My thighs are getting a good workout today.
Let's see what the focus group thinks. Focus group, take a look at them and see what you think. Turn around, for God's sake. Okay, they didn't like it either.
And we gave them candy and everything.
Hey,
they said, hey, Mike, I just got this from the focus group. They said his face was consistent.
There it is. That's wonderful. The lime and the coconut.
It is so strange to see someone without their beard or facial hair,
it's
right?
weird when you're so accustomed
we'll
to it.
We'll get used to it.
I think like maybe a small, pencil-thin John Waters.
You just want me to look like Pedro, don't you?
A lot of face. Maybe,
I'll give you some
Maine
advice, Adrian. Let me give you some Maine Pine Tree State advice for that, okay?
Like Maine as in hair or Maine as in state?
As in facial hair, yes, your facial hair, okay? Here's what I want you to do. Are you listening to me, Adrian?
Yep, I got my headphones on.
First of all, how are you? You doing all right? You having a good day?
Doing great. Great morning.
Well, by golly, that's good. Well, you got to ease up on that Mary Jane or that'll just squirrel up your brain cells like
I know.
No, I swear to God, you won't be able to use a fryer later in about 2 years if you keep smoking the way you're smoking. I swear to God, it'll be doom and gloom in your life, and then you'll graduate to all sorts of nasty little opiates, and, you know, by then we'll see you foaming at the mouth in some alleyway, and I don't want that to happen, so you straighten up and fly right. Do you understand me, Garcia?
Yes, I'll probably never do meth.
What's his last name?
Garcia. Adrian Garcia. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Oscar was talking about growing back some facial hair. Am I right about that?
Yes.
All right, so before you get your stubble, about how long will it be? 2 to 3 days? 3 to 4 days? Two to three weeks?
Maybe a week or so. Yeah.
Make sure that stubble comes in. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to wake up in the morning when you get your stubble.
Okay.
And I want you to go down to the local market, like any market you have. What do you have? Giant Food?
I have
Kroger,
a Safeway. What do
you, Safeway? All right, you go to your local Safeway.
Yes.
You go into the back aisle near the dairy section. You buy yourself a little half and half or some heavy cream in one of those little pint containers.
Does brands matter?
You with me so far with this?
Yes.
You understand? Okay. Make it regular heavy cream.
Okay.
All right? All right. So then you get back home and you find some sort of feline cat, neighbor, or maybe your mother's got one or something like that. And you put some of that cream on that stubble and you just have the cat lick it off. All right?
Oh, wow.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, good morning.
Mr. Bird.
Hi.
What's this?
Good to see you, sir.
Yeah.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. Am I under duress? No, what are you doing? No, stop that. There's been no kidnapping. I'm not wearing any wires. I have a business opportunity that requires cash.
Sir, there's no business opportunities that require that much cash. Not legal ones.
Well, I agree to disagree.
Where's my money?
As we told you, we can't cover that amount within 24
Ozarks.
Hours.
Okay. There's two federal agents here, which means you wouldn't take the chance that there was a kidnapping and not have my money. So if you don't produce it immediately, I'm going to walk into that lobby and I'm going to tell these people that I can't get my money out. And we'll see how long that takes to go viral and you get a good old-fashioned run on this bank. And if I want to put all $7,945,400 into a hot tub, get buck naked, and play Scrooge McDuck, that is 100% my business. Now, where's my money?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know, and we are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on our delightful new TMOS app, which is getting wonderful reviews. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920. You ever notice I have trouble saying 888?
I like when you say 888.
888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they're doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook.
How does Blue Apron do this? I'm going to tell you. They support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40... You all right, Rob?
Sorry, pardon me?
Prepared in 40 minutes or less. How'd you like some fresh basil fettuccine pasta?
Oh,
that'll
yummy.
Clear up that cough with sweet corn and Cubanelle peppers or chili butter. Chili butter steaks with Parmesan potatoes and spinach. I bet it's better than what's in your fridge right now.
Oh,
would I
yeah.
be accurate sure. by telling you that? It's really delightful stuff. I use a slight dialect each and every now and then with my Blue Apron commercials to confuse the advertisers. This is for the people... This is for the people out in the heartland that that receive these and evaluate them every day, and they wonder, was there a new host on the Mike O'Mara show?
They are absolutely beguiled even as we speak.
I bet it's wonderful food. That's the point I'm trying to make,
yes,
you, Dolly.
Yes, of course.
Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in their delivery arrives ready to cook. It's actually your delivery. I misspoke. Or they'll make it right for you. Check out this week's menu and get three... That's three, not one, not two, three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMYs. You're going to love how good it feels and, more importantly, how great it tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So please don't wait. Let's blueapron.com/TMYs. Blue Apron is a better, better way to cook. Isn't that marvelous?
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Mike, I had Doppel a Blue Apron because I'm at my mother's and we brought our Blue Apron over there.
Are you staying there based on the heat wave?
No. Six, almost 7 days for the floors to get redone.
Oh, yes. I see. Yes.
So that would be Azul Apron.
Yes. El Apron Azul. That's what it would be.
El Apron Azul. Si, I'm si. Sorry about that.
What that means is the Blue Apron.
Yes. And my mom was like, do you want Cuban sandwiches tonight? And it's great when your mom cooks you the Blue Apron. Because it feels like I'm double dipping on life because it's easy to make and my mom makes it for me.
So it's very
easy. I'm almost 40. It was awesome.
Kind of the way I feel about it. You know, they're a client. I love their food and Carla makes their food and she loves making the food.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, this woman took pictures of the Blue Apron food. It's delicious. But welcome to the show. And we were rambling all about Adrian Garcia. We could do every show on Adrian for a month.
Yes.
But we're not going to because it's not really about him.
No.
It's not about Oscar or Rob or Pony or Emmy, who did not like really Lime and the Coconut as far as the review.
It wasn't really, no. It wasn't a rave.
Let me see. I need my main producer up here to let me know.
Oh.
Who is it? Let me ask him. Who is it all about? Oh, he said it's all about you.
Oh.
Okay.
It's
I guess
all
that's
about
it.
Them.
Pony's enjoying the stream of consciousness now. I really played a pony. I really played a pony more than he even knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he's dead inside. If you make him laugh,
he's
something's really
dead
happening.
Inside.
Yeah. You've struck some sort of negative gold when you get him to chuckle.
Exactly.
The mine was shut down 15 gold. Years ago.
Right. Yes. You get a gurgle out of that lifeless brain.
Yes.
You're hitting
no,
out all.
The brain works. It's the soul, Mike.
It's the soul. Yeah.
If you went into the laboratory of Pony, there'd be a glass jar and would have his soul in it.
Yes.
Just floating in formaldehyde.
Yeah, it would look like a truffle. It would look like
oh,
a truffle
gross.
In oil. That would be Pony's
soul. And when the science allows it, Mike, we'll put it back in. But not before.
Hey. So it's the mailbag now, yes. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hey, Rob, anything from our P.O. box, you big fat creep?
Hey, Mike, we actually do have stuff. Jeff Peart, who is the host of the Jeff Peart Show, sent us a stack of things. One
is that
thing,
spelled like the Rush drummer?
Yeah, P-E-A-R-T. That's the same spelling, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it'd be maybe Pert.
Peart.
My bad.
Peart.
But it was Neil. Didn't Neil Peart want to be called Neil Peart and not Neil Pert?
I don't know. I don't know.
Even though the name was spelled like Pearl, but
right.
It was really Peart.
And isn't Pearl a drum brand?
And didn't Neil Peart leave Rush, and that's why Rush isn't going to tour anymore because he was done?
Could be. You see, you're more of a Rush man than I. They were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know that. He did some marvelous work with Vistaprint, which we appreciate.
Cool.
But he also sent this for me a Sports Illustrated, and look who's on the cover, but Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Oh, wow. You'll save that. You'll save that, that forever. Awesome.
And if you want to know the age of it, show the ad on the back of it, Oscar. Cool cigarettes. K-O-O-L cigarettes.
Cool.
That is
kids,
fantastic.
If you play sports, you smoke as well.
And this will be for one of our interns. It's a trucker's hat that says Mighty Mac.
Oh, that's nice. That.
But it's which, green.
It is cool. Green. And
right.
A 4-record set of the original Kermit Schaefer LPs, Pardon My Uncensored Bloopers. So I don't know if you remember these. These are mostly like going back to the old days of radio, like when they introduced the president as
Is that the
Hubert Hever?
The little bastards?
Yes.
Is that that
exactly
one?
That. Okay. Exactly that. Right. Exactly. So
there
we
was
appreciate
a, there was
that.
A... There was
Why
a
won't
TV
you let me
clown.
See those?
You want them?
Yeah, I would like to see them.
There was a TV clown, like a national TV clown, mm-hmm. that did a, was it a radio show or a TV show?
I believe it might have been a radio show.
He just threw him in the trash. He just threw him in the trash.
Yeah, Rob, you know what? He saved me a step.
Could you mine for gold, though? Could you bring some stuff in for
yeah,
me?
I'd love maybe? To listen. I'd listen to those. Yeah, absolutely.
And see if there's anything worthwhile on there. But Oscar,
if they're not
so
in a million pieces
no,
right now.
I would, oh, now you're mad at me. Stop
no,
it.
No, that's
this
not
was
what
a radio clown. Listen up. This was a radio clown who got done and he said, and he comes on and he's got like the Krusty the Clown voice, but he's a real clown. He was like, okay, kids, have a great day. Fantastic. And they left the microphone open and his line was, well, that ought to hold the little bastard.
Oh, and I was like, I love it, all Mike. The kids I know heard it. It. I know it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Now, you'll love this, Mike. This is from Damian Biggs, and he sent 2 challenge coins for you, which we'll mail to you in Maine.
I got to get another case now. I've got so many of them up here. I've got to get another. And this is where I keep them up here, by the way.
And
you're challenged by your challenge coins.
Yes, it I is am a challenged by my challenge coins.
One is from the World War I Museum in New Orleans.
Cool.
One is from Duke University's ROTC, and he wants us to congratulate Colonel Joseph P. McLean and his wife, Lieutenant Colonel Kira Langkamp, as they retire this week, 20 years in the service of our country. So we
thank
applaud
you for your
that.
Service.
And we will send that along. Serve.
Can I see those?
Yes,
I'm
of
not
going
to them.
No, you
cool.
can have them if you like.
No, no, I want to see.
And them. Then we got a card, which is great. It's to Rob. It says, ah, such is life. Thanks for the opportunity to celebrate Dan O'Brien's 23rd birthday. This is from Debbie O'Brien, who is Mrs. O'Brien, who has sent Oscar and myself some
Dan
Starbucks
O'Brien's
cards.
Married?
No. This is from his mother.
Oh, my God. Dan O'Brien's married?
It's his mother. And
oh,
she
mother.
Wanted us to open his birthday presents on the air.
That's sweet.
So he's
well,
not
he's
here,
not here
today.
But yeah, but let's open them anyways.
But let's open them anyway, shall we?
These are Dan's birthday presents.
Yes, yes.
How old is Dan today?
23. And 23, I appreciate 23. That.
So young,
you
Mike.
Okay, what do you first, get him, Mrs. O'Brien?
Oh, some T-shirts.
Okay. Are they medium?
And they're largest.
She gets the bit.
Oh,
we've
fantastic.
Been asking Dan O'Brien to move up a size on a T-shirt because T-shirts are so tight they were sexual.
3 more T-shirts. All size large.
Yes.
Attaboy. We're going to see a new Dan
Mrs. O'Brien.
Yeah.
For the listeners that are just tuning in, I have to tell you, our intern, Dan O'Brien, first of all, it's always a thrill when we get the mothers or the fathers of our interns to listen to the show.
I agree.
And it's great when the mothers and the fathers track with our humor and we give him a hard time about wearing 2 small shirts. Obviously, that strikes a chord in the O'Brien household. And Mrs. O'Brien agrees with us and has sent along the large T-shirt.
That great. Is great. Fantastic. We will hold on to
those. Is that an Irish flag on that
Mike,
one? Did I see that?
He owns this shirt in a medium. He's moving up to a large.
Does he really have that shirt?
I've seen him in that shirt. Yeah. It's got the Irish flag. It says Ireland.
Oh,
it's like Jackie
t-shirt.
Gleason. He's got the same everything, just in a bigger size.
That's fantastic. Mrs. O'Brien, well done.
Happy
well
birthday, Dan.
Well done to you.
Well done.
Happy that's birthday.
Awesome.
All right. That's it from the mailbox, Mike.
Adam Mayfield hit the big 3-7 last week. Attaboy, Adam. Yesterday was the 61st birthday of Joyce Gardner and Tracy and Abby Love. And Tracy and Abby, yesterday was the 61st birthday of Joyce Gardner, and Tracy and Abby love her very much. So, Joyce, you got that going for you. Aaron Summers has a birthday on Saturday, and we'll see us in NOLA. Yay, Aaron Summers. Now, why are you incorporated? Is that you?
Maybe a little.
The yay, Aaron Summers?
I wanted to get just the taste of HBS.
If I was to do a deep dive and search for Aaron Summers on social media... Would she be a, would you know what she is?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able
appealing.
To answer that. I'm
okay,
sure she, I'm,
that. That's honest. I
have
you.
No idea, but I'm guessing with a name like Aaron Summers, sounds like a sitcom character from the 70s. I'm guessing pretty appealing.
Just for a little background, and we feel like we're explaining the whole show today, but I have to tell you, Horny Bob Spiewak, who puts these scantily clad women up online every single day, there is not a pretty girl anywhere in our realm on social media that does not talk about, you know, if she farted in a department store, that doesn't get a yay from HBS.
I would to say, Mike, that when my father joined Facebook, I'd love to say he didn't go through my friends list. Yes. And request friendships with all the attractive women.
All the women.
I'd love to say that.
Not a guy in there, right?
No, no. A lot of people I went to high school with.
Carla's mom, I ran 5 miles. Yay, Linda. Have you heard Stephanie Bouffard? It's a lovely name.
Isn't it?
Stephanie Bouffard is marrying, I hope I got it right. It's B-O-U-F-F-A-R-D.
The pronunciation, Mike, is boom.
Bouffard is marrying Ben Royal. Yay.
You're putting a lot of yays in there.
Well, I was very excited.
Congrats, kids. We can't wait for the royal wedding, get it? Dan Collins loves our show and listens always. Happy birthday, Dan. Happy 40th anniversary to Lynn and Kurt Rommel.
Remember?
There's a name you don't get very
Rommel.
Often. Who you remember was a crew member on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Remember our hard-hitting interview with him?
Oh, that was Kurt Rommel.
That's right.
Yes.
He survived.
That magnificent bastard who read our book.
That's the guy.
That's from Patton. The show's all over the place today. Happy 58th. That's my age. To Peter Bateman. Do you like Huey Lewis? Who is a great father and husband, but never puts the toilet seat down, and to the best of our knowledge, has never tried to feed a kitty to the ATM machine.
That's true. Yay, Peter Bateman.
And a very special birthday greeting from a dear friend of the show, Dan Cole. His grandmother, Lena Cohen, turned 100 last week.
So yes. Cool.
She has 3 kids, 3 grandkids, 6 great-grandkids, and 1 dog. And she still cooks, and she loves to gamble. So could the king of Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, wish her a happy birthday as she enters her 2nd century? Well, I guess we should, even though it's our friend Dan Cole, we still have to spin the wheel
and she loves
Lena
gambling
Cohen
anyway,
and see what's going to happen. Let's spin it and see what happens, all right? CES, CES, CES. There we go. All right, Dan Cole. Let's bring him in. There he comes right now.
I just like to... Isn't that what a beautiful young lady? Lena Cohen, 100 years of age. Still, man, it's just, I was just appearing at one of my live shows in Branson.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Lena, you're doing such a great job. Here's to another century. I hope that you live to be 200 years.
You should have her out to the Shenandoah.
Ooh.
If she would like to, if she is ambulatory and she would like to get in an Uber and come out to Casa de Shenandoah.
Take an Uber from Miami to Vegas.
I would love to show her the stallions and the guinea hens and the peacocks that I have. Roaming free.
The guinea hens. You love your guinea hens, don't you, Wayne?
At Casa de Shenandoah. And
beautiful.
We'd come in with a light lunch. I suppose since she's 100 years old, no heavy fried food. It would probably be a bad idea to serve heavy fried food. So no fried chickens. Or fried guinea hens.
Oh, no.
But perhaps she'd have like a relaxing soak in my spa. That would be wonderful. So, Lena, God bless you, darling. Have a fantastic birthday.
That was Sir Wayne. Sir Wayne.
Well done.
Wow. And Lena Cohen, way to go.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Hell of an accomplishment. Moving right along. Hello, gents and interns. I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my big sister, Beth Clark, who will celebrate an undisclosed number on July 29th. Beth, who never met a podcaster she didn't love to stalk, and I have shared a mutual love of all things TMOS for many years. Beth and I try valiantly to work in a solid rendition of Shannon in the Morning at family gatherings, but the rest of the family just politely dismisses us. Could Rob and Mike give us just a taste of that delicious treat that may be shaped like a zero but remains number one in our hearts? Thanks for bringing 2 siblings together over a few 100 miles of Maryland and Pennsylvania highways. That's from Bill Wolf.
Aww. Hi, Bill. Do we spin for this?
We have to spin. I think that's
Shannon's actually stopping by shortly to drop something off.
Wonderful. Not the Shannon we're talking about. Facelift.
Hey, facelift.
I would like to say to Bill Wolf and his fantastic sister, Beth, happy birthday, Beth, with no age given. What a fantastic... This is actually turning into Wayne Newton again.
You need to...
Shannon and Wayne Newton are very close, and I've been confused. I'm sorry. I have to go more in this direction.
Also, change the way you pause when you talk.
That is correct. I am a professional birthday reader licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. I have a suggestion for Brother Bill Wolf. Perhaps he could get his sister a very inexpensive yet pleasurable gift for her birthday.
Something in the tone of a birthday cake, which, as you know, is traditionally round.
That's correct. Something I suggest made of sugar.
Some sort of cooked sugar so it becomes a suckable consistency?
I would say, how about a candy?
But what kind of candy?
I suggest a lifesaver.
But what flavor?
Winto green.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
Music. Hold it, one more.
Nashville, Shannon.
I can't understand why the family doesn't love that at the reunion.
Oscar, did you mention during that incredibly hilarious bit that your fiance?
Yeah, I thought it was quite the coincidence where she texted me right before that bit and said, "I'm on my way."
Is she going to come into the studio?
Mike, it's up to you guys. She's supposed to drop off a Telos Zip 1 and move on with her life.
We never get to see her. I'd love to say
I try to keep her away from you guys.
Moving right on, well, please alert me when she arrives.
Yeah, it would be nice to have her in and perhaps stand on the console.
Hi, guys.
You guys are jerks.
I'm writing to wish my boyfriend... Well, I'd like to see a... Wouldn't you like to see a pose,
I think
Rob?
She's
like
in I would, too. I think she's in athletic gear, if I'm not mistaken.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What do you mean that's okay? That's preferable.
Hey, what I'm doing is I'm soft selling it, baby.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm ready to wish my boyfriend, Bob Lavizio. Bob Lavizio.
Great TVs.
A happy 32nd birthday today. This letter is also an apology because instead of a gift on his birthday, he will be receiving a Kathy O'Mara favorite. A picture of the gift he will be receiving. I spent the whole day with her yesterday.
Fun.
He's such a good guy. He won't let me apologize for it, but I was hoping Mr. Salad Fingers could do it on my behalf. Thank you in advance. Regards, Carrie Farrell. What does this person want from Salad Fingers?
Salad Fingers needs to apologize if the wheel comes up right to this guy, Bob Lavizio, that his gift is going to only be a photograph for a couple weeks.
Oh, so Carrie is the friend or something.
Yeah. I think the lover.
The boyfriend. The girl.
Right.
The girlfriend. Carrie's the girlfriend.
I'm sure they're having
the goddamn thing.
Unprotected sex.
So confusing.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Horror cartoon.
Oh, no. Hey, it's a progressive.
Yeah, progressive. Big win.
Bob Robert Lavizio, are you having a 32nd birthday?
Yeah.
Have your rusty spoon. Hello, there's a particular actor's name I'd like to say is Salad Fingers. Would you like to hear it?
Yes,
more
please.
Than anything.
It's making me laugh just thinking about it.
You have a wonderful sense of humor.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes, go.
Ask me who my favorite actor is.
You do it, Oscar.
Salad, who's your favorite actor?
That's an easy one, Oscar. Benedict Cumberbatch.
My teeth hurt, Salad.
There we go.
All right, all right.
Like I get like the dentist feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like chewing on foil.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So that's for Bob Lavizio. My God, we've got a lot of letters today.
We do.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns. I have a dilemma. My wife Tara or Tara and I bought two tickets to the NOLA show last year, but now we can't make the trip because we are having a baby this fall. It's a boy.
Yay.
So no, I'm not hawking tickets for our show for people that bought them and aren't going. That there's too much of that anyway.
Yeah.
When you because you know what it is.
What?
Have we not seen a lot of that where there's, you know, I
don't want to hear if you're not coming. Don't want to hear about it. But
hey,
I'll take Mike.
This
I'll
doesn't
take,
belong in this.
I'll take those two for Paulie.
Yeah.
From yesterday's show.
All right. My one request is that you ask Mike or Pony to wish no.
Oh,
no,
denied.
If you want us to do anything, no.
No.
No. No names,
yeah,
no
you should
nothing.
Have planned better.
No. Mm. Are they mobbers?
Yeah.
Is that why they made
months,
it? You're better than this. You're better than this than to let this
in
my mailbag.
Here's the deal. You didn't finish it. They're offering their tickets up. They're not selling them.
I don't care. I don't care.
You know
they bought
better
the tickets they're
you
supposed to. That's
I guess I don't.
Those are potentially two empty seats.
Yeah. The Paulie and his wife are taking it.
Could you? Here's what we can't. Here's what, you know. I'm not happy with this.
Yeah.
I am not happy with people that got in the way of other people that would buy tickets because they were overeager and they didn't plan.
And then they couldn't pull out and had a baby.
Oh, gross, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
It's all about planning.
Oh, no, and you're siding with them because they're having a baby.
Oh, I hate children.
Do it for fun sometimes, people.
Let me ask you this.
Well done, Oscar.
Billy Reiter Maroff, three name guy. Billy, that had put the second name in there for some ego stroke. Is the due date November 4th or 5th? Otherwise, you are not off the hook.
We need a note. Yeah. Need a note from
you know,
the doctor.
What would be better in viral video land or getting some national press than to have a baby
born
delivered by Marcus Serta at our fantastic...
No. Have you ever cut an umbilical cord?
Let me read it again, because I'm just kidding. I have a dilemma. My wife Tara and I bought two tickets to the NOLA show last year, but now we can't make the trip because we are having a baby this fall. It's a boy. Do you think they didn't know when they bought the tickets that the due date was...
It was over a year out that we announced the ticket sales. So,
lots
I mean,
of sex
it could have
can be
happened.
Had.
Lots of boning.
I would like to offer up our two tickets to the show, and you guys can give them away in a contest or something. My one request is that you ask Mike or Pony to wish Tara good luck with the birth in the voice of Larry King. Well, Pony's officially the Larry King impressionist on the show. But I think before I do that, I would like to... Pony, can you open the phones?
I can.
Can we open the phones?
I got it, Mike.
Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. If you're listening to the live stream right now, we will open up the phones. If someone calls me before the end of the show, I will give you the two tickets.
Wow.
Otherwise, we will make them available for sale.
Cool.
So the people consume this show like 4 and 5 days afterwards. Are we able to send a push notification out right now?
We can.
Let's send a push notification out
that
right now
cool.
that we are offering two free tickets to our NOLA show, courtesy of, we don't have to put all this in there, Billy Reiter Maroff and his wife, Tara.
With child.
And who's with child, and they're going to be having a baby, so they can't come to the show. Right now, on today's show, if you can bring up Pony on my computer screen.
Yeah, hook it up for him, please.
The phone's okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't want to wake you up for your slumber as your chin and the ball of your fist were having sex. God, the whole time he's sitting there like
this. They can't come to the live show.
I mean, he's sitting there with his chin in his hand.
That's how he listens to the best.
Us to watch
Mike,
the
what do you want the push notification to say?
Call now.
Let's compose it. Call now. Oh, no. Two free tickets to our NOLA show if you call right now.
Okay.
Phone number.
Got
that
it.
That sound
nice.
Fair?
It does.
Now, if somebody actually wants tickets to the show and they're streaming right now.
Our sold out NOLA show, Mike. We have to sell this.
Yeah, you can put sold out. Tickets to our sold out show. So that'll mean that.
Waddle Doodle at the end?
Don't put
Waddle Doodle is perfectly acceptable. Billy Reiter Maroff, you're getting your wish. We're doing it right now. Moving right along. Greetings, TMOS family. So I will give away two tickets to NOLA if we've got anybody that says it's a very
first
small
caller.
Number that actually consumes the show as we do it right now. Greetings, TMOS family. I use the term family because I really feel like you are a part of mine. The podcast began the week before my first child was born, and your show has seen me through all those bleary early days of babies and toddlers. One thing that has stuck with me is from the very early days of the show when Rob played a recording of his son singing along to All My Loving by the Beatles. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
That little recording got me interested in the Beatles, and I have since been introducing my own boys to the Fab Four. My birthday was on July 25th, and if that recording could make it on the show someday, then that would be a fantastic birthday present. Thank you for all the joy and laughter. It does mean so much. Erica Vance.
I can play there a little bit of it, if you like.
Were you planning to?
Yeah, I mean, but you have to approve it. I'm not going to jam it down your throat.
I have to approve it. Go ahead.
I love playing this because it drives him crazy.
Are you playing the clip of your son singing along?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here with us.
Hey, darling, I'll kiss you tomorrow and miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And while I'm away, I'll ride home every day. Send all my loving to you.
He was 14.
How old was he really?
I think he was about 4.
Oh, my God.
Hope that my dreams will come true.
That's awesome.
If he knew I was playing this, he'd kill me in my sleep. But anyway, that's my son, little kid, singing the Beatles. Love it.
Moving right
they
along,
grow up
gentlemen.
So fast.
They do. Well
Jonathan
said, Oscar.
Walker. They grow up
do
fast.
It for fun.
Thursday's birthdays.
Jonathan Walker, loved Fork Union Military Academy so much that after 5 years, he decided to enlist in the Virginia National Guard just to get revenge on his flaming liberal parents for not letting him play with guns as a kid. Oh, what a happy tale this is. 3 days after graduating in May, he shipped out to Fort Benning, Georgia, and will turn 18 in the middle of infantry boot camp.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Still thinking you're the winner, kid? Could General George S. Patton tell Jonathan how proud we are of him and give him a few words of encouragement as he sweats out the summer in the garden spot of South Georgia? So he is going to be in boot camp in August in Georgia.
And he's not yet 18.
That's from Sam and Emily Walker. Who are we sending this at? Jonathan Walker. You want to spin the wheel again
and
see what happens here? All right. Boot camp, boot camp, boot camp. Hey. Let's see what happens.
There you go.
That's pretty amazing right there. Jonathan.
No.
This is George Patton. Just understand this. When you want to punish your parents, and you do so by putting yourself through a physical challenge that I would call hell on earth. When you put your hand in that pile of goo.
Anyway, I'm tired of doing this. I'm stuck.
That was nice.
Sorry, I got bored. I got bored with the George S. Patton. Hey, good luck, Jonathan. Thank you very much for your service. I saw a phone line like go
you can
and
see the
come
phones?
And go.
Yeah.
Like what? Did somebody call in and then we dumped him? What happened?
No. It just hung up. Oh, the push is just going out now, Mike, so...
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy, your show means the world to me, mostly because my father, who passed away 3 years ago, first introduced me to Don and Mike in 2000. I was 13 at the time, and my Mormon mom forbade me from listening to trash talk radio. But my dad and I kept the many iterations of your show as our little secret for years. Even when we lived hundreds of miles apart, a stupid joke or story from our pals at TMOS gave us something to laugh about together and bridge the gap. That's right. This is Neil Morton who's writing this. I have to say, Neil, I live that up here. I live the fact that I laugh every day and then I get together with family who don't have a clue as to what I actually do. which really, I have to say, at its core, and I think we can probably all relate to this a little bit on the show, is a little bit hurtful, to be perfectly honest with you. When you're with family who just, so what is it to do, you know, when you offer something that thousands, tens of thousands of people actually consume weekly, it's just a little bit.
You know what my cousin asked me last Christmas at the big family get-together? He said, you still doing that computer thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, that's so insulting.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even try anymore because they're all like plus, 60 plus now.
Sure.
But, you know, I got one relative that kind of tracks with what I do. But none of them listen regularly. So
don't care. But isn't that better in the long run?
Probably because we're in trouble.
I mean, how many times have we slandered the loved ones?
That's right. Even when we lived hundreds of miles apart, a stupid joke or story from our pals gave us something to laugh about together and bridge the gap. Your show, I love that. Your show still gives me a sense of that connection as I've tried to lead our family in my dad's absence. As I enter my douchebag 30s, tomorrow, my only wish is that y'all understand exactly how much you mean to me and my dad wherever he is now. What a beautiful letter. And by the way, I finally got a job that pays enough for me to afford a TMOS bonus package.
Yay!
Yeah, right. Just subscribe Wednesday. Dad would be proud. Neil Morton. Neil, I can relate, pal. I know exactly what you're going through.
Nice.
Dear TMOS. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, we're late. Dear TMOS crew.
Content,
my buddy,
content,
we got a break.
We got calls.
We'll come back. We'll finish the mailbag. We got to take a call, and we got to finish the mailbag when we come back. Sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what happened. We're enjoying the mailbag a little too much today. That's fantastic. We'll take a break and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'm sorry. I was just doing my woo-woo from DuckTales, because dovetail sounds like DuckTales. Nothing? Okay. I'm just going to sit over here.
I would prefer that to be like this.
Why don't you go around the room and ask anyone if they liked that joke?
No, there's they'll get 15 posts on Facebook now that the Pony Santana Club. They'll be going, why are the jokes from Pony and Oscar not heard? Maybe because Rob and Mike are so f***ing loud. Today, in all things considered, the bombastic loud fat men try to shout down the thinner, more entertaining skinny men.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You know, it's interesting, speaking of our bonus show, let's talk about leeches, shall we?
Yes.
Segment of worms that have needle-like suckers on each end and feed on the blood of vertebrates. They drift in fresh water, usually some brackish, nasty water.
Ugh.
They suck blood from those they encounter. Like the average piece of floating filth that listens to the podcast regularly for free and doesn't get the bonus show. It's what you are. You're a leech. Don't be. The bonus show makes TMOS possible. That's the truth. If you just take the regular show and take and take, you're no better than a Haruto medicinalis. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and get it. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping us
help
others. Does that mean anything to you? Okay,
others.
Please get the bonus show. Quit sucking. Thank you very much. All right, we're gonna wrap up the this part of the show with the mailbag. But did we lose the guy? The guy that called in first hung up twice, you dumbass. You're not patient, and you're not going to get the free tickets.
What a jerk.
So now I don't know who to go to.
You pick, Mike. It's your choice.
Yeah, it's your show.
Random. Your show, you choose.
Where's area code 214?
214, Maine.
No. I don't think that's right.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Steve in Boston.
Boston.
Steve in Boston. Did you get the push notification?
I sure did.
And you want to go to NOLA for free?
Oh my God, I really do, yeah.
Now, it's just the tickets, you know. You got to get yourself down there. Where are you calling from?
Boston? Was that a trick question?
No, as far as like suburbs, or are you in the city?
Oh, I'm in Jamaica Plain.
Oh, in the city, Mike, in the city.
Jamaica Plain, and you can, you're reasonably confident you can get down there?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
He's in the office right now. He's giving us office voice.
Are you in the office?
Kind of cool, you know.
I keep thinking it's a prank. No, hold on.
Don't get paranoid. This is not a prank. We sent out a push notification because a listener in our mailbag said they're having a baby the weekend of the, or right around the NOLA show. They can't go to NOLA, so they gave their tickets up to give to anybody randomly, and we decided during the mailbag that we would send out a notification, and we've gotten a lot of calls, and you're the first person I picked up. So this is not a prank. So don't take the tickets if you're not really going to be able to go to New Orleans on the weekend of November 4th. Can you use the tickets?
Mike, I can definitely go on the weekend of November 4th, and I'd be psyched.
All right, that's all we wanted.
Congratulations. That's all we needed. And you, my Boston friend, will be going to the Mike O'Mara Show live at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you for calling in. And for everybody else, I wish we had consolation
prizes. We'll have more tickets.
Listen every day
and check your cell phone for push notifications.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know. We got a long time before the NOLA Show. We'll be doing this again for people because we, when you sell tickets that far in advance, you have a little attrition, and we'll be giving away some more tickets. So
I love
you're
this.
You're the first worship. You know what? Way to be fleet of foot and way to call based on that push notification, sir. Enjoy the show in NOLA, okay?
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
We have your info. Great. Thank you so much. We'll give you a call.
We'll be
You can hang up on him, Mike.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate that. That's great. Hey, Oscar, the push notifications rock my world.
Technology,
that's just
man.
Amazing, right?
Got a full
It's nice to know that we still have prize pigs.
Why am I calling?
It's old radio.
Yeah.
It's old radio. I love that. I got to fly through the rest of this because then we got to come back and do more stuff. Dear TMOS crew, my buddy Colin Martin. Colin Martin.
Colin Martin.
Is celebrating his 30-something birthday on July or something or other. For the past 20 years that I've known him, he has put his life into his music. Music. I've seen him go from drumming in cover bands to leading his own projects. My favorite band of his was the Jimmy Jones After Party. It's a cool name for a band. Although he didn't go platinum and tour the world, his music takes me back to the best times of my life. So please wish him a happy birthday and thank him for the music. And thank you guys for everything you do, Jeff Thomas. So there it is for your buddy. Happy birthday. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and anybody else out there listening. This month marked the 29th birthday of my son and lifelong listener, Jake Ham of the Vienna Hams.
Love the Hams.
Tell Brittany to have a gooey frop on me in his honor. Pat's the best, Michael Ham. P.S. Jake works for a major bicycle manufacturer and just spent $850 for his company using the TMOS Amazon page.
Yeah. Yes. That's good, Ham.
That's wonderful. Is this like a world record-setting mailbag today?
Well, we've had a lot of things that happened in the mailbag.
Jesus. Dear Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, and interns, I want to start off by thanking all of you for making bad days a little better and the good days a little brighter. Also, congratulations to my father, Keith Arnie, for being accepted into the 5-year Catholic diaconate. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I believe you're absolutely right.
No, not dialysis.
Shut up, Pony. Go back to bed.
Put your chin in your hand. Face thing.
Jerk.
The 5-year Catholic diaconate program. If he passes all courses, he will be named a deacon in the Catholic Church. This has been a dream of his for many years, and I think I speak for the whole family when I say we are very proud and supportive of him. However, that is not why I brought you here. All diaconate, and I really hope I'm not screwing up the
pronunciation. I think you're right. I think you're actually right.
All because it's diocese. That's it.
Right.
All diaconate candidates are required to take a solemn vow of humility. Same with our show.
Exactly. Yeah.
I will not put myself above others. I will not think of myself as higher than God, etc. However, the most important of those vows is that a true deacon must always do whatever they can to help the poor. Well, as a starving college kid with $25 to my name, and one tuition payment away from selling my body on the streets to get the damn diploma, I would say I qualify for said help. If it is not too much trouble, could Oscar, in his most professional business voice, please tell my father to stop being such a cheap bastard and help me with tuition? From Christopher Arnie. P.S. I went to school with Mac. Didn't really know him, though. I was in honors classes. Any advice for Christopher Arnie's father?
Yes.
Please, yes.
Mr. Arnie, you cheap bastard. Stop being a skinflint and invest in your family.
Yeah, that's your future, pal.
The man went to school with Mac McIntosh.
And he survived it.
He didn't get sucked into that vortex of Northern Virginia Community College. He clearly made his way out. He's a survivor. Bank on him.
Amen.
Here.
Amen, and God bless you. And now our final letter, ladies and gentlemen.
Already?
I hate cheap parents.
Boys, I'm a huge fan, dating back to the late 1990s when your WJFK show was syndicated on a Denver radio station called Ralph 1280. Editor's note, prime dial placement. Ed Ralph 1280.
Had a great name.
I've passionately followed you around ever since and have never missed an episode of the podcast. However, despite this, I've never fully understood what the deal was with Ernie K. Scar. Can you please fill me in? Thanks in advance. I'll hang up and listen. I've got stuff to buy from the TMOS Amazon page. Jonathan Gilmore. Ernie K. Scar was rocking the reservation.
I think the best way to explain it, Mike, might be just to hear a little of the man.
This could be someone who is truly a Native American DJ. This could be somebody who's not. This could be a bit. We don't really know the origin.
No.
But the program was rocking the reservation.
I believe
so. And he's talking to apparently a very specific audience. I'll let the show speak for itself.
Right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scarring with you this morning. How you doing? Reservation time to get up and get at 'em. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Reservation weather.
As a matter of fact, 30% chance of rain today. Look for a high of 6, low overnight tonight of 0, and a chance of frost. Cover up the stinkweed. Winds west today, 37.
That's
gusted
it.
To
we got
to
go, Rob.
Reservation weather.
There we go. Very good. We will come back, and I'll talk very briefly about something I've been meaning to cover for a while. My wife fat mocking me. We'll do that when we come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Heard you crying loud.
Hello, Mike O'Mara here with a young hip promo for all you kids on the beach. LOL, hashtag TMOS. LMAO, hashtag the wave. Also emoji and fidget spinner. Rob, what does that mean?
I don't know, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Introducing the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness and your support on each side of the bed. Don't chug water before you're going to do a commercial. That's your Sleep Number setting. Now with new responsive air technology, this bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. I love my Sleep Number bed.
You have
it's
forever.
The best. Here's a fact. Most people fall asleep faster if their feet are gently warmed. It's the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's just the right sleep for both of you. Does your bed do that?
Hmm?
Does it?
Hmm?
I love my Sleep Number bed. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, and they last twice as long. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Nope, check that. It's a 75.
Oh, okay, you've adjusted.
Carla's, I believe, is also a 75. We're in that period of time where we're meshing. Where we're matching. Isn't that wonderful? And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. I feel great. It's time to meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number, the 360 Smart Bed, and that's the only place you'll find it. Right now, you can save on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus a 2016... I'm having, like, the worst... total like allergic.
I think with the weather up there, it's a pressure change and it's screwing with your head.
Well.
Yeah, sure.
A 2016 queen C4 mattress is now $1,299. You save $300. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Yeah, I just realized that suddenly it was like all the. You know, the Griblies up here.
And also, when we were in the promo, you were drinking water to beat the band.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hydrate a little bit, Rob. Thank you. The thing about it is I'm trying to drink more water because that falls into my nutrition. That falls into me eating better.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because a couple of weeks ago, I was up in Maine. We had just arrived up in Maine. The food up here in Maine is spectacular.
Yeah.
And, I could do I could do an hour every day on the fact that what the main food is all about.
Someone asked me, how's Mike doing? I said, he's great. He's bouncing back from his hip surgeries.
Yep. And bouncing back from my weight loss.
Well, someone asked, how's his weight loss? Like, is he getting...
As you predicted, you know, you had the poll going, like, by the time I get to NOLA, will I gain the weight back? And if I don't get my act together, I will. The thing the other day is I came back off a weekend of bad eating, and then Carla will like jump back on the train and do her exercise and do everything. And I was like sitting on the couch asking for like a food stuff or something, like not super bad for you. But I said, you know, do we have
clam chowder?
Do we have any of that chowder left over or something like that for lunch? And she said, you don't want to eat chowder. You probably want to just have a, like a couple of pieces of turkey on wheat, and you know, mm-hmm. that'll be fine.
Sure.
And stuff, or maybe a salad, and you know that. And I said no, and I think I said it along the lines of no, I don't want. Oh God, I don't want a salad. I worked all morning. I don't want a salad. Carla stood up and walked in front of me. This is a true story. And she said, no. "Okay, eat whatever you want. Eat whatever you want, Mike. I'm not going to do it anymore. Eat whatever you want." And then she walked in front of me as I was sitting on the couch, and she went. Doing, you know, with her arms out wide, doing the fat walk, the fat waddle.
Oh my God!
She fat shamed.
Wasn't there something in your vows though about respect?
Yes, till
death do you part. And I know that might be coming up, but still, it hasn't happened yet. She mustn't.
Death might be coming up.
Good, you never know. All of us might. We're living day to day.
She's concerned,
but don't do it that way.
I'd rather someone fat shame me than me just let myself go.
Well, this was.
Why can't I have both?
I truly apologize, but it did motivate me. To be honest with you, I immediately did my PT and went on a 2-mile walk. I swear to
God,
attaboy. Which tells her, which really to me though sends the wrong message, which is like embarrass him, cajole him, make him, and then look how he responds to that negative feedback.
What else has worked for her, man? It's like you've never like really bounced back from anything. Like now it's time to go. You can't use your hips as an excuse anymore.
Hold on. I will show you an example of this because I carry this around in my pocket. This is what I bounced
back. Cyanide tablet?
Oh, what's going on? What are you pulling out?
This is what I bounced back from, Oscar.
Middle finger.
That's what I'm bouncing back from for you. There it is, here. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But,
you know, what I'm concerned about is it's, you know, we are right in the beginning of blueberry season and no one's made me a pie yet. Anyway, we'll take a break.
And aren't you supposed to call them blueberries?
Yeah, this is blueberries.
Mike, it's wild your duty to eat the pies because there's a surplus.
A surplus of blueberries.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Big crust. Says it's important to balance it out, or its prices will skyrocket.
We need you.
Now, are the blueberries, I mean, just real quick, I remember when I were there.
Here he goes.
You see them just growing on the ground.
Did I say short break?
They're just growing on the ground up there,
right? When it comes to pie, you realize you and I will, without effort, automatically, we won't even think about it. We will do a half an hour of content, and we won't even know what happened. You realize that, right?
I'm just thinking vanilla ice cream.
Right. No, the bottom line for you, Rob, there are no blueberry pies in my house, and if there were, I couldn't eat them anyway for one simple reason.
What's that?
There is no vanilla ice cream in the freezer. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills.
I'm the Mike O'Meara Show.
Thank you. Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Steven Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we debate the merits of 1, 2, and 3-ply toilet paper. You know who gets my vote. 2-ply all the way.
Yeah, I know. 1-ply can be messy.
1-ply is not a reliable. Also on this episode, we've got your suggestions for the new name of the generic version of Viagra, and your suggestions are great.
Can you imagine a better show than that?
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
He's a news anchor, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. He loves it. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, this is great. Rates are still low. They've been low for a while, and we have a great contact for you. Cornerstone First Financial. If you want to refi, if you want to buy your house, if you want to go through the financing process quickly and easily and do it at the best rate possible, Cornerstone First Financial is for you. Interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. They're great right now. And Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy. And once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our office mates here at the TMOS studios this week. They handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
News.
Justin Bieber hit a photographer with his truck last night. Put the guy in the hospital.
Saw it.
I always lead with Justin.
Saws it.
Yep. Pretty viral, the video. He was leaving a church event in Beverly Hills. He's gotten that way, right? Hasn't he started to do a little
really
churchy
religious
church stuff?
Yeah. Really yeah. religious now. People said that he canceled his tour possibly to get back into his faith.
Yep, oh. He's doing
he canceled
that.
It because that answers a lot of prayers.
Mike, I apologize. Shannon just stopped by. She was
hi,
taping.
Shannon.
She,
hi,
she
Shannon.
Just wants to say hi real quick, and then you got to go.
How are you?
Don't be rude. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
How's the yoga?
Good.
That's wonderful. Do you want to get a plug-in for your yoga stuff for people?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yes, no, maybe. You can follow me on Instagram at shannon.cady, C-A-D-Y.
That's wonderful. Do you think Rob Spiewak could use some yoga help by any chance?
What's that? Oh,
do you think Rob
Spiewak
could
use yoga?
Yeah. Could he use yoga?
Everybody can use yoga.
Yeah.
I'd like to do yoga.
Let's do yoga together, Mike.
Yeah.
I'll be your downward dog.
Peach, could you stand right next to Pony and give Mike a little twirl just to see what he's wearing?
Oh, no. I don't need that. For you. I don't need that.
So
I don't need that. Hey, Shannon, I don't need that. That's your husband that did that. I do not need that. I love you. You're a wonderful lady, and I wish you nothing but the best with your upcoming nuptials, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
And enjoy it. I do not need to sexualize you on this show.
Besides, we get plenty of you following you on Instagram.
Guess what, Shannon? Guess what? I'm offended by your fiancé with that. That I don't need a twirl, for Christ's sake.
You got something on your
lip. Right?
Okay, get out of here. Jeez.
Okay, bye, Shannon.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. There she goes. There she goes.
Okay, thank
that's
you.
That is not appropriate.
Yeah. She don't need her to twirl. Good.
Anyway.
Don't need her to twirl when you get to watch her walk out the studio.
Lucky man. Go. Lucky man. Wow,
that is a fit young lady. Yeah. The good news, the 57-year-old photographer hit by Bieber is going to be okay. Not clear how badly. Here's the thing, and this is the operative part of this story. Nobody loves to throw him under the bus than I do, but Justin Bieber.
So to speak.
He hung out for 10 minutes until the paramedics got there and took the guy to the hospital.
He looked like he was genuinely concerned.
They questioned Justin, let him leave the scene, and didn't issue a citation. So he was there. Yeah, the worst stuff is like he hits the guy and he takes off.
Yeah.
And then it's a bad scene for everybody. Shannon was wearing shorts. President Trump's Twitter account announcement. President Trump's Twitter announcement yesterday that he was banning transgender people from serving in the military took a lot of people off guard, including, who do you think?
I'm guessing
Jenner.
Of course. Yeah. Plenty to say.
The scuttlebutt among the pundits indicating that Donald Trump, because of the beleaguered nature of his administration right now, doing this to simply pander to the base. Yeah. I can't necessarily disagree with that. Caitlin, who voted for Trump, is very upset, said she's not down with the president's new position. She tweeted, quote, "The president must ask himself which side of history he will be on and reverse his position immediately. There are 15,000. Patriotic transgender Americans in the U.S. military fighting for all of us. I had no idea the number was that big. What happened to your promise to fight for them? I agree with Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
We will see what happens with that. Oops, let me go. There we go. Now that Beyonce and Jay-Z have... What's your sister? What's your sister's
name? Oh, her sibling?
Name?
They share parents. Yeah. Her name is Solon.
Beyonce and Solon. They have newborn twins. And
twins!
Things are going to get a lot tougher for them, right? Maybe not. According to OK Magazine, they just hired, get ready for this, 6 nannies.
Whoa.
At $100,000 a year each.
They all talk like Fran Drescher.
To take a,
are you kidding me? Look at that beautiful baby. She's got her eyes. Oh, my God. Isn't that fantastic? I'm the nanny. Hi. Hi, Jay-Z. Hi, Beyonce.
$100,000 a year each to take care of Rumi and Sir. Are those the names?
I'm Rumi.
I'm Sir.
Good morning.
Robbie, Rumi and Sir get together for Friday morning. A source says, quote, the twins don't sleep at the same time, so she decided she needed three per child working in 8-hour shifts.
Oh,
and they also have two nannies for Blue Ivy, who's five now. Well, six nannies.
That's like a whole... A whole nursery, a daycare center in their home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty. You know, some of my family members from the Boston area have nannies, and I'm stunned at this $100,000 thing because they're actually quite reasonable compared to putting your kid like in a daycare thing.
I think a nanny these days in DC and even the Boston area is like $50,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's expensive, but if you put the kid in, you know, if you took the
Sunshine
kid to a
camp.
Place every day, Camp Sunshine. Thank you.
I like let's it. Call, Mike, let's call it Sunshine Camp.
Hold on. Oscar. Let me just adjust my audio here. Okay, thank you very much. A new survey asked parents how they prepare for the crucial first day of a vacation. Rob, you're a parent. I'm a parent.
Yes.
Here are the top 10 steps they take. This list, to me, indicates the softness of America and how we raise our kids nowadays.
All right.
Number 10, renting a stroller. That's okay. You roll your kid around.
Yeah.
That's fine. Number 9, signing the kids up for activities before they get there. Okay, there's the
Well, that means you're going to a resort. Oh, must be nice.
Number 8, making sure to have chargers at the top of the suitcase.
Oh, so you can get at them easy.
Number 7, researching the fastest way to get to places like the beach. This, to me, a list like this is just, you know, I do it for
Not
the purpose
now.
Of saying...
Not now! I'm researching!
Someone got paid to make that list. Someone got paid.
When the North Korean paratroopers land, and
list.
We're all going
to
be like, where's my face? My face, soft, soft. Let me see. Number 6, packing key items. Yeah, okay. Number 5, bringing their, quote, familiar comforts, like a stuffed animal or a blanket, so the new space feels like home. Look, I've done all this. I'm not saying, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, okay?
Yeah. Number 4 on my list.
What about suck it up, kid?
Number
We're going four, on vacation.
Number 4 list is make them memorize their times tables up to 15.
There you go. Hey, fam,
yeah,
I like
right?
that. Number 4, covering the kids in sunscreen and bug spray before they go anywhere.
That number makes 3, them delicious.
Packing emergency snacks. What a soft
emergency snacks.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make you edit, but I couldn't help myself.
Here's a graham cracker. Share it.
Number 2, having a first aid kit ready. And number 1, bringing games and books. So we can just, I mean, this is where I get on the
what
side
What happened
of the
to Punch Buggy?
The only reason I would ever bring a book on vacation is in case the bed didn't sit level.
Red Punch Buggy, don't punch
oh,
buggy.
Oh, yeah. My brother, my sister, and I, we were foreign, but we would hit each other on a regular basis on road trips.
Have we gotten to the game, the Subaru game? Have I told you about the Subaru game up here?
I
will
don't
tell, on tomorrow's show, I will tell you about the Subaru game.
Okay.
That's what I will do, he said, spreading content far and wide. apparently... Coca-Cola has finally recovered from the new Coke disaster because they're tempting fate again. They just announced they're killing off Coke Zero next month and replacing it with a new drink called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. The cans will look pretty much like traditional red Coke cans, but with the words Zero Sugar added. Yeah. It's not, and here's the big part, it's not just the same stuff with a new name and new packaging. It's also got a new formula and slightly different taste. They're doing a lot to make sure this isn't a repeat of the new Coke disaster. They spent 5 years researching it, and they tested it by replacing Coke Zero in 25 countries before bringing it here.
Yes.
It's still a risk, though, and based on the reaction on social media yesterday, people aren't thrilled with the idea. Coke Zero was trending pretty much all day long on Twitter, and it's safe to say most of the tweets were not, I'm so excited they're getting rid of Coke
people
Zero.
People are running out and
new.
Buying what's left on the shelves.
People are
people
idiots.
And their soft drinks. I mean, really, people and their soft drinks. I just can't imagine what it's like working with people that get obsessed with soft drinks, Rob.
Never had to clean it up.
Rob had two, little... has two cans of soft drinks in the studio right now.
But Oscar, that was for Rob, and I may not have been referring to him. Barnstable, Massachusetts, a little something-something right now.
Yes.
On Saturday, 39-year-old woman named Susan Kettle was driving drunk when another driver did something that made her furious. So she tried to ram into him, got out of her car, took her shirt off, and ran topless at his car with a knife in her hand.
No!
One small problem.
Yes.
He was an off-duty cop.
Oh, no.
So Miss Kettle was arrested on a ton of charges: assault, dangerous weapon, drunk driving, driving suspended license, thanks to the topless aspect, lewd conduct as well. To the best of my knowledge, there was no racial profiling on this lady and on Miss Kettle. And as a matter of fact, I don't know whether, I don't even know what race she was. Yes. Does Pony, are you anticipating my setup of the joke? Is that what you're doing?
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Thank you very much. There was no racial profiling. And in the arrest report, nowhere did it say that the cop called Miss Kettle black. I'm sorry. It was a very long way to go.
I enjoyed the ride myself. I don't know about everyone else.
Thank you. I like when people anticipate. That's what I do.
Half the fun, isn't it?
Yes. We'll come back with the little sounds. Audio Vault coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony. We'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar cracker. Mac matched with himself. I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with a TMOS bonus package. Who wants to scratch or quit their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS Bonus Show? The TMOS Bonus Package. If it can help us pathetic good people find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
Thank you, Dan.
www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Yeah, we know.
There's a little delay between those two. Look at you, you people. You disgust me. Men walking through life with that, I'm so handsome, I could die. Look, never caring about your internet neighbors. Ladies, you know better. Strutting your stuff like a high-priced hooker. No care for your fellow men. No emotion, no attachment, no real love. You're the guy or gal that shops Amazon but doesn't access through our website, okay? Or our app. And yeah, we talk about it every day.
Sure.
Yeah, we browbeat you. Yeah, we come down on you pretty hard. But you know what? It's a partnership between us and our listeners. That's the way we look at it, okay? Go to your computer and save yourselves. And TMOS. Shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com, okay? Do I amuse you? Do I make you laugh? Do you occasionally enjoy all of us on the show? Hey?
Hey.
ShoppingAmazon.com. This way changes nothing for you. It means the world to us. You're the wine in our financial spritzer. Don't make us have to hit you over the head with the bottle. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault. Thursday, July 27th, 2017. Go ahead, Rob.
A fairly significant death in the voice world overnight. June Foray, who you've met. You had her as an in-studio guest.
Betty Boop?
No, before that she was... perhaps most notably, Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Natasha Fatale from Bullwinkle. But she was 99, and up to this very year, she was still doing voice work. Here's a small montage of the voices that you would know her from. She was Granny from Looney Tunes. Now, because Mel Blanc had an exclusive contract with Warner Brothers, she never got credit on cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So when she'd do a voice, she wouldn't be in the credit. She did Granny. She did Nell from, what was it, the...
What's happening?
No, Dudley Do-Right. Oh. She also did Rocky, Natasha, and Witch Hazel. Check out the work of June Foray.
Let me warn you, Sylvester, for absolutely the last time, if there's one little feather harmed of this bird, I'm going to sell you to the violin string factory.
But Nell, this money is for...
Me? Oh, Do-Right. You always do so right.
But what Nell, your father told me...
You know father always likes me to look nice.
Oh, Nell. Gee.
So, your great, big, wonderful moose.
That's me, all right.
Maybe you could see to it that Hard Knocks wins next Saturday.
Why not?
Bullwinkle, you can't do that.
I'm supposed to help ladies in distress.
But Chapter 3 says you never throw a game.
Well, you
was
need
she
your
was
chapter.
She Rocky?
She was Rocky and Natasha in the same scene.
God, she's a genius.
Isn't
That's
that great?
Phenomenal. I love this talent.
I hear
Fine. What was that you called me, Missy?
A great, big, wonderful schnook.
A cup of arsenic, a spider, some glue.
Anyway, you gotta admit, 99 is a great run, but so many great voices.
That, you know, not a lot of people will do that, and really, what an amazing talent. That's when cartoon voices were just, you know, you really had people that, there were five people in the country that could do that kind of stuff.
Did them all. She worked not only with Warner Brothers, but with Stan Freberg, and she was the voice of Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So,
was she really? Wow.
So at in her 60s, she was still playing three.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty good range. Georgia Representative Buddy Carter was on CNN yesterday and came out with a phrase that I've never heard a politician use before.
Let me tell you, somebody needs to go over there to that Senate and snatch a knot in their ass.
Yeah, I heard this.
What?
You want to hear that one more time? Sure.
Let me tell you, somebody needs to go over there to that Senate and snatch a knot in their ass.
It means beat them up. But I had never heard it before.
Snatch a knot in their ass.
Sounds sexual.
Yeah. I would rather. It reminded me a little of Dr. Phil.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
might be a Southern thing.
Could be. Now, with the Bohemian Rhapsody thing that's been going on with Siri,
mm-hmm.
and also with Anthony Scaramucci being in the news all this time.
Oh, yeah.
This is, a lot of people are trying to draw a parallel between that and this.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
So do you know what a Scaramouche is, as mentioned in the song by Queen?
Let me look up the dictionary. A Scaramouche is someone who releases information on a coworker to the FBI. That's the crisis du jour that I woke up to today. Very good.
No, it is a legendary Italian clown character known as the Little Skirmisher. So he's actually referencing classic Italian theater, and no one in the Trump administration 40 years before it happened.
Very good.
Okay, also, let's hear a little bit of amazing physical prowess, Mike. The record was broken. I'm sorry that you did not get it this time. For the record for clapping one-handedly. Which is essentially making a hand like in a point and slapping it back and forth. So you're making a noise with one hand. How many times do you think the world record is for clapping one-handed in a minute?
So you just shake your hand
back
and
forth
like this?
Yeah, but you make that clap sound by doing that.
Is Michael McIntosh on the... Is he... No, I'm sorry.
He's never lasted a minute.
Hey.
The record, 427 times. So congratulations to Abinashababa Tangerman. Here he goes.
One, go.
Got to be flexible, right?
Yes, and stupid.
And maybe double jointed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did that for a full minute, 427 times. And as America, we eat that stuff up. Congratulations.
That's exciting.
And also, did you celebrate the holiday yesterday?
What was the holiday? I missed it.
Oh, the holiday? I'm surprised we even did a show. It was Wine and Cheese Day.
Today was National Wine and Cheese Day, which is a day celebrated mainly by crackers.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com and our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thanks for listening, everybody. And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got
one
my shirt
last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.